Dr. Patrick Remington, and who is Associate Dean of Public Health at the University of Wisconsin. He has worked for 15 years in public health and joined UW and now leads the school's transformation, integrating public health and medicine. His research on measuring population health and motivating community health improvement led to the community health rankings. He's authored over 300 publications and teaches undergraduate medical and public health students. Dr. Remington.
So thank you. It's been great hearing these three talks. As we were planning this, I wasn't sure how these would come together, but I think it really is important to think about all aspects of data, from its production, its ownership, and most importantly, its use. How many people here have not heard of the county health rankings? So most people, that's a typical APHA response. How many people here were listening to that question, and how many people here have heard of the county health rankings? Okay, so I don't need to tell you that we've been doing it with Robert Wood Johnson Foundation since 2010, and it really does garner a lot of interest. This is one of the things that we came upon in our work in Wisconsin, was to develop a picture of health. This has been really helpful for us when communicating to particularly public health folks, but how do you measure the health of a community? By looking at outcomes, basically length and quality of life, and then there are factors which contribute to that. We all know this, but putting it into a picture and actually into our model with health behaviors, clinical care, social and economic factors, and the physical environment. And then to the right, you actually drive those with existing data. So these are data that are fortunately in the public sector that are readily available from our federal partners. And then programs and policies obviously drive change. When I was working with partners in Wisconsin on a tobacco evaluation program, I went to the back of a lecture for a training of community partners, and I wasn't going to listen because I thought I knew it all. And then the community educator put up a logic model. This was a few years ago. And I said, wow, that's exactly what I do. I try to use logic to lead to helpful outcomes. And so we proposed this to RWJ about 5 years ago and said, if we do the rankings, we've learned in Wisconsin that the media pay attention, and then maybe as a result of that, so do local health officers and community members. We have seen community engagement in Wisconsin, and we hope that following that, evidence-based programs and policies are implemented, and then health outcomes would be improved. I think this points out the learning health system. I think of this as public health system, that if you do this, you can then, with improved health outcomes, repeat your assessment activities and run through this cycle. It also requires availability of data, as Mark said, to have data to rank. But it also, this whole broad community engagement, as Clara was saying. So this really does embrace all these concepts. Well, I don't show this slide. I don't think I've ever shown this slide. From 2003, when we first did this, we called it a working paper in Wisconsin. And an assistant professor, now just tenured, came up to me last week and said, Pat, you know, you were right. But he overruled me, as did the rest of the members of the team, and we agreed to use a Consumer Reports. I wanted to rank, and they were uncomfortable with that. So they outvoted me, and we put out the report in the fall of 2002, actually, with using the Consumer Reports, dark circle, least unhealthy, and it totally bombed. We went to a meeting and in the fall of 2002, and nobody knew how to talk about it, and nobody even wanted copies of the report. So we actually collected all these reports and went back to the drawing board. And notice, so here's the 2003 report cards, and here's the 2003 rankings. Well, this got news attention, media, you know, dead last, healthiest in the state, same data. So we were convinced way back in 2003 that ranking was an important way to get people to pay attention. And that led then to, after doing that for 6 years in Wisconsin, learning along the way, RWJ then partnered with us in 2010, and we've been doing it annually. If you go to countyhealthrankings.org, you can see a lot of the data. And we made the decision, and I think it was the right decision at the time, to rank within states. We think it's important. Sometimes the national perspective is important in comparing the health across the nation. You would see a much different picture if I showed you that picture. We have it. We don't show it because we think it's important for communities to compare the health of where they live compared to their neighbors or other counties in their state. And it's been 50, really, stories because everybody can compare and contrast the health of where they live. And we've gotten lots of national news, but also state, regional, and local coverage. And I just saw this. I was interested in this. Sort of looks like a influenza epidemic or something that happens late winter. These are people visiting RWJ's website, the County Health Rankings and Roadmap website. You can see close to a 500,000 people come in right around the release of the ranking. Interestingly, back in 2010, we had almost no activity, a little bump in the summer, but it's slowly risen in that people are more and more visiting this website, not just at the release, although that's obviously where we get most of our traffic. And even in 20, well, actually, this is all the data that we see a lot of new visitors. Some people, about a quarter of the visitors over this time have been returning, but a number of people coming in for the first time, over 15, almost 15 million page views. Well, this is what the picture of Wisconsin looks like. For those of you who know Wisconsin, you can see the southeast are the least healthy. The green is the health outcomes, and the blue are the health factors. It obviously looks pretty much alike because we know from epidemiology that these factors determine health. You can see the central counties in Wisconsin are the least healthy, and then some of the northern counties. And so when we've published this, this is the list, I think from 2013, that you can see. These are suburban communities, largely of Milwaukee or the Twin Cities, and some fairly affluent smaller communities. But then at the bottom of the list, Forest and Adams are rural, really impoverished community, so is Marquette. Milwaukee is driven largely by the inner city community, and Menominee happens to be a tribal community, Indian reservation. And when you look at Menominee County's snapshot, ranking dead last, 72 each year with the worst premature death rate, and then just go down the list, health factors, ranking 72, smoking, obesity, binge drinking, 48th in clinical care, 72nd, dead last in social and economic factors, with high school graduation rates of 68%, 51%, over half of the children in Menominee County are living in poverty. So really, and violent crime rates of close to 1,000 when the benchmark for the state is 50. And an environment that is not amenable to good health. 0% access to healthy foods. There is no grocery store in Menominee County, only convenience stores where people get their food is in a convenience store or in a gas station. So obviously, this is not great news. The medical director of the tribal health clinic, Jerry Walkoff, I would call him every time we were about to release and say, Jerry, I've got bad news again this year. You're at the bottom of the list. He hasn't always been at the bottom of the list. But interestingly, in February 2011, our logic model says that it should engage communities. Well, it did. And he did this really without, I wasn't aware of it. He only after the fact sent me this note. So this is from him as the health administrator of the Menominee Clinic. And this is to all tribal programs. They actually passed a motion that the nation should recommend that each government entity request all of their departments to complete a community engagement document and forward it to the health to the tribal clinic director, Jerry Walkoff. No second was necessary, and it was passed unanimously. And this is a picture. It's hard to see for a reason. Across the top, you have health outcomes, health determinants in healthcare behavior, social and economic factors, and physical environment. They have all of the indicators that we use. And then you can see the different parts of Menominee Nation is now reporting on each of these elements in a coordinated, consolidated way. So it's a great way that, and a good example of bad news has really turned into a comprehensive learning system, in that these are the places that these indicators can be moved. So there are some advantages to ranking. We're sticking to this model. It was an experiment back in the days when we started it, but I think it's a reasonable way to compare and contrast health. It's simple and easy to understand. From a communication perspective, it is so much easier to say that your health ranks best, worst, or somewhere in the middle than to talk about age-adjusted death rates or even prevalence of behaviors. It's also easy to get attention in the media and policymakers, and within state ranking increases relevance and interest. There are disadvantages. We know the rates are unstable for small communities. We're working right now on doing some modeling to improve that. Sometimes ranks change from year to year due to error in measurement. So some people say that might be a good thing, that, you know, my rank is changing and I have to respond to the media and it's simply error. We know that, but sometimes community members don't know that, and that can be misinterpreted. We also use multiple years of data. 7 years of data are used for our low birth weight data and the BRFS data. That's a long time, and some people think that, you know, when we report it, this year's data has come out, and then they look and say, well, I was hardly born when those data were first collected. So that's a real limitation. I think the opportunity in the future is that this is a figure that I put into an IOM report on living well with chronic conditions, and that someday we'll have health systems talking to a statewide surveillance system and doing, as Mark said, by reporting anonymous data so that that can then feed back and integrate across multiple healthcare systems. Wouldn't it be nice? I'm hopeful, but maybe not optimistic. So recommendations, I have 4 things in my last slide. I think we can improve methods for small area estimates, and I think criticism is appropriate when we produce results that are still have considerable error. I want to really emphasize that rankings are a call to action, especially for better local data, so that if you don't like the message, at least you can not attack the messenger, work with the messenger on ways to get better data. It will lead to more a demand for more training and technical assistance as more communities use these. More numeracy is needed. And we really appreciate the collaboration between our federal partners for access to the data, and but see that as continuing to build partnerships across local communities and states. And my concluding slide, I'd just like to acknowledge the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, without whose support we would not be able to have even taken our rankings from Wisconsin to one other state. And the data providers and partners are absolutely essential. And finally, Bridget Catlin and the Community Health Rankings team at Wisconsin are actually all the people that do the work. So I get to just come and talk about it.
We have a clarifying question. I think what I'm going to turn this over to Vicki now to begin our discussion.